We left off yesterday, Rabosai. I want to go over again the Kasha. The Gemara in the Hava Mina wanted to compare the case of an Eid Echad that comes and says that there was Achilas Peres of Shalosh Shanim. So the din should be that the Eid should be Mechayev Mishvua of Lo Achalti on the Peres. But the machzik is not able to save to take such a shvua because he says, in fact, that he has a chazaka, the diachli. So this should be analogous to the case of Naschad de Rav Abba, where a person grabbed, and the aid says that he grabbed, and the person says the dichatvi. So the aid is mechayev a shvua of lo chatvi, but the person can't take such a shvua. He can't take a shvua against the aid because he says the dichatvi. Okay, we saw two pshatim exactly what the problem is in terms of the shvua, but either way, he can't take the shvua. And so, what the rule is, Saka Rav Abba was that we say mitoch sheniyachol shava mishalim, and therefore the same thing should be over here if we understand that the analogy is gabi the peiris. That's what Tosis is suggesting. That Gabi the Paris, the Machzik has to pay the Paris that he ate, because the Eid Echad is Mechayev a Shvua against him, and he can't take a Shvua. That is the Gemara in the Hava Mina. Abaye challenges this and says this is not a good comparison, because in the case of Rav Abba, Naschad Rav Abba, the Eid is coming against him. The Eid is coming to Mechayev him. L'Urei Ka'asi. The raya to that is the fact that if there'd be another aid that would come and say the same thing, he would be chayiv, l'shalim. Because if two aidim say chatfi, then you for sure are chayiv. Even if you say didi chatfi, you're not believed. And therefore, in that case, the aid is mechayiv a shvua, and if he can't take a shvua, he has to pay. However, over here, this aid who says he ate 3 years peiros is coming as siyue to say that he should be zoche the karka as well. And if another aid will come with him, he will be zoche. And therefore, an aid that comes with siyue, that if there be another aid saying the same thing, he would win. Such an aid b'chlal is not mechayv shvua, so you can't apply the rule of mitoch shinach shav mishalim, because this is not an aid that's matzrich shvua at all. The aid is coming to support it. Rather, says Abaye, the case would have to be if it's the aid that said 2 years achilas peres, and in that case, the aid is not the siyue. The aid is coming to mechayev him. According to the Rashbam, it was the Ma'ar who brought the aid him after all, and the aid said actually he only ate 2 years. Yeah, could be we could quibble on that Rashbam. Maybe even if it was brought by the other guy, the bottom line, if another aid came along, it would still not help him. So good, that's an interesting nekuda on its own right, but that's the Gemara at the end. That would be the case of mitoch shen yachashav mishalim if it was an aid on 2 years. But meanwhile, the Gemara had a shaka v'tarya in a case of an Eid Echad that says you ate for 3 years. And we're going to focus now on the Paris, as Tosa says, and all along we knew what the issue was, the Paris. And according to the Gemara's Hava Mina, Tosa explains, we view this as an Eid that's coming, who is coming L'chayvo Shvua. L'chayvo Anachilas Paris. M'chayv M'shvua to say Lo Achalti. Even though Tosis notes, even though Lemaisa he's being made that he's hechzik b'gimushanim, so in what sense do we say that it's viewed as if it's an aid that's coming against him? But Tosis says, since in fact there's nobody with him, he's coming alone. It's ki'ilu eino meid ala chazaka elanasa idachod l'tovo peres. So we have to understand, Pasha, what this means. And this is all the Salka Daitach, right? Hachi Salka Daitach v'toe. That we view the Eid Echad who's coming to say Achilas Peres Shalosh Shanim as an Eid that's coming l'chayvo shvua im yichbar v'yom alo achalti. And therefore you allow for the din of mitoch. Abaye says, no, the Eid is coming as siyue. Because he's made shigama karka shelo. And what does the Shaka V'Taya revolve? What does the Gemara think in the Hava Mina that the aid is coming L'chayvo? I mean, after all, he is in fact saying that he has a Chazak. And what is Abaye saying in response? To make the kasha more sharper, put in sharper focus. So let's imagine there was no eight. Let's just imagine that you have a person who says, I ate pears 3 years, I have a chazak. What would be the din of the pears in that case? So it's clear. According to this pshat in the Gemara, it's mamish clear. It's only because of the aid that the equation changes, and now we say mitoch, and we have to pay the pears. Were it not for the aid, were just to be the taina of the machzik that I ate pears 3 years, I have a chazakah. The din would be, he'll lose the karka, and he'll keep the pears. Even though he's moded that he ate the pears. Why? So that's clear in the Gemara. That's implicit in the Gemara. Why, in fact, is that so? So we spoke out already numerous reasons. According to the Rashbam, it's because of Amigu that he could have said, not exactly lo achalti, because he doesn't want to say lo achalti, then he's saying he doesn't have a chazaka. So we have to say the Migu is he could have said achalti, but just a drop. A little more than my investment. But he didn't have to mold it to all that he says he ate. So that would be the Migu. Could be that he could have a migul of lo achalti. We saw in the Ramban earlier, it doesn't come under the problem called migul agroa. So that would be the migul. It could also be that it's a pesha asar, even if it is a migul agroa, but it comes under pesha asar, and that's better than migul, also in the Ramban. But all of this was not what Tosus assumed. Tosus assumed a different sfar. Tosus built a yisod that at the earliest sugga of Kriya Avidi, that if the karka is yotzi mitachas yado, then you cannot be neman on the payers, even if you have a migu, even if you have a pesha asa, even if you have a migu, but you cannot separate. If the taina that you want to win with is a consequence of the karka, and that's why you say that your payers are yours, and the karka is determined to go to Marakama, you can't win even with a migu. So Tosus raises a question from our sugya. Tosus asks it from the Maskana Sagimara, in the case of the case of Chas Sada Tartishni Leperi, that you say mitoch because of the Eid Echad, but were it not for the Eid Echad, so you would not have to give the pears. But wait a second. After all, what's Migul going to help you? After all, the Karak is Yotzi Mitachas Yado. So Tosus explains the Maskana Sagimara that the case that the Gemara is going on in Maskana is that the Eid says 2 years, Achilas Peris. But you say 3 years. You have a chazak. Is that the way the Rashbam learned the Maskana Sagamara? You saw yesterday?
Probably not.
The Rashbam learns that the case in the end of the Gemara is that you yourself say Tarti Shni. And you still would have won with the Migu, because the Rashbam doesn't hold up this Yisod that Tosus is now asking on from this Gemara. Rashbam, and we saw earlier too, the Rashbam holds you can win with the Migu and the Paris even if the Karka is Yosef Tachas Yado. But Tosus, who needs to defend his Yisod, has to answer up in the Maskana Sagemara that the case is that you yourself say you ate 3 years. Says Tosus the following. If you say you ate 3 years, then that the reason why you don't surrender the Paris is not because of Migu, but because, as we kept saying, we word the expression Mimanafshach. You can't be mechayvim based on the hodas baldin that he ate Paris. If what at the same time that you hear him saying he ate Paris, you hear him saying, I have a chazak. Eating Paris 3 years equals a chazak. A chazak means everything is mine. So you cannot mechayvim Paris and gimel shanim based on hodas baldin, because the hodas baldin, you only know achilus Paris from him, and the hodas baldin says that I have a chazak. If he's modach, he was Paris of 2 years. So then you have Hodas Baldin. Migu is not going to help him. Maybe he loses a Paris. Because Hodas Baldin was on 2 years of Achilles Paris. That doesn't mean that he has a chazaka. He just happens to say, Diachli, I bought it anyway. That's not going to help you. Migu doesn't help you. But if the case of the Gemara at the end is that you have the taina that he has 3 years Achilles Paris. So then you can't build Hodas Baldin here and Mechayv and Paris and Gimel Shana, because Lidvarav, he has a chazak. That's the Yisod that Tosus explains, and that's what Tosus works throughout. Not because of Migul, because of this idea of Mimanafshach. And therefore it comes out back in the beginning of the Gemara, in Havamina. So the Gemara thinks that even the case of Eid Echad, who says, Achalta, who achal gimel shanim, that would be mitoch. But let's imagine Eid Echad wasn't here. Separate from the Eid Echad, he wouldn't have to pay the peres. He wouldn't have to surrender the peres. So according to Tosfos, the reason is not because of migu, because the karka is going to the Merkav. The reason is, as we just explained, because if he says, I ate peres 3 years, that means he has a chazakas. You can't mechayiv him under sodas baldin. So this very din that Tosfos established, this halach asfar mimanafshach, it's built into the Gemara even the Havamina too. Gabe the Hodah, separate the Eid Echad. Eid Echad, forget the Eid Echad. Just the Hodah itself. He says, I have a chazak. It means he's mowed the tachilas peres of Gimel Shalit. So he doesn't have to give the peres where not for the Eid Echad. Why? Because of Tosus Svara of a Mimonafshach. So then what does the Gemara mean in the Havamina? That with the Eid Echad, I'm going to be mechayev him a shvua, and he can't take a shvua because he says, I ate my own, memelu, we say mitoch. What do you mean the Eid Echad is mechayev a shvua? The Eid Echad is mechayev a shvua and achilas peres. How could that be? The Eid Echad is saying he has a chazaka. The same way you can't be mechayev him to pay the peres with his hodas baldin. If he's moda gimushanim, so which gimushanim translates to chazaka. So why is an Eid Echad different? The same point. The Eid Echad saying gimushanim peres, that means he's saying chazaka. So the one time you're going to say he has to pay the peres, no, he has a chazaka. The Eid Echad is saying mimanafshach. How could you take the Eid Echad's edus and use it against him to mechayev mishvua and thereby mechayev him tashlumin because of mitoch? The Eid Echad says he has a chazak. It's a razor kasha. Mamish on the Tosfos. What is going on here? The very same case. Mitzad the Hodas Baldin, you wouldn't be able to mechayev him. And the Tosfos explains why. Not because of Migu, because of Mimanafshach. No, so the same svara Mimanafshach should go on the Eid Echad too. How is he mechayev a shvua? To the contrary, how can you say he's going against him, he's mechayev a shvua? No, he's saying he's chayv. He's saying he has everything. So how could we separate? Tosfos says we separate it. It comes out key like Gabi Hodas Baldin. Tosfos understands this svar. Gabi Eid Echad. The Kodesh Havamina. There, it's key Ein Meir Al Chazaka. Tosfos. So what's the difference? When it's Hodas Baldin, he's saying I have Achilas Pair 3 years, and we hear that through the prism of saying I have a chazaka, and I can't separate one from the other. So when it comes to Eid Echad, I view it as if he's testifying against him that he has to take a shvua that he did eat peres. He's machayv in the peres, but I don't hear that through the prism of he has a chazaka. What's the difference, Eid Echad from Hodas Baldin? In a way, Rabbeinu Yonah sort of asked the kasha too. He says, I mean, he. Rabbeinu Yonah spells out the imtisha hechasav rabbanu memra hachi how ima tamayim ledivra age shemei dochot ras shenindim so shizacha masi bekarka. But and Rabbeinu Yonah works further. He says, no, isn't that the way the Gemara says in response? So we have to know what did Abaye answer. What was the Gemara's challenge? What did Abaye say in response? Isn't that what Abaye said? Umi dami. That the aid is coming to see you, eh? In other words, it sounds from Rabbeinu Yonah that in a chinami, what we're asking, in effect, is what Abaye is saying too. In other words, v'divrei ha'ed you have a chazaka, so you can't use this as an chiv shvua because the aid is saying he has a chazaka. In a chinami, what we're asking is what Abaye was asking. But tzvicha man alav in my sakadai de rabbanan, what did the Talmidim think? The truth is that you don't even know for sure that Abaye had to mean exactly that. One could have suggested, and I think in the riff is mashma somewhat this way, that when Abaye said in response, mi dami, hacha, he says, v'siyue ka'asi ki'asa chrina mukmina labiyadei, he doesn't mean to ask what we're asking right now, that l'divrei ha'ed yahav ha'chazaka s'nifu yiken mechayv. He means the following, that the klal of Eid Echad, mechayv shvua, is dependent on what would be the din if there'd be a second aid with him. That's the parameters of the halacha of Eidach and Mechayev Shvuah. And therefore, since as Abai goes down and says, if there'd be another aid with him, he wouldn't be Chayev Peres. He would win everything. So you cannot apply the rule of Eidach and Mechayev Shvuah on a case where were there to be another aid that says the same Eidus, it would lead not to a Chiyuv, but to the opposite, that he would be Zoche. So it's a svar within the inyan of Shvuah Seirachad. It's not a halacha that, but you don't have a basis to mechayev a shvuah because mimanafshach u'divrei ha'edi as a chazaka. That's not what Abaye means. Abaye means specifically a litmus test. If according to this test, this is the test. If there be another aid, what would be? From a Ben Yonah, it would seem that in a chinami, Abaye was asking that. But then still, what's the kash? No, Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Kacha yisvurin." Since the ara is going back, and he can't be zocha be'ed echad, so we are mechayiv him ala peres be'eduso, and we say he ate begazlanus, and we say that because the kaka is going back, so we see that peres is being b'shus amarakama. Even though if two people were made, it would be he'd be zocha everything, but nevertheless, if there's one aid, so now we see the peres is being stolen peres. But Rabbeinu Yonah didn't directly answer, so what's the difference, the way we phrase it, what's the difference between Hodas Baldin, that we do say Miman Afshach, and Eidachah, that we don't? That he didn't ask it quite from that angle, so therefore he didn't directly answer it. He just says, yeah, Abai is also asking what I'm saying, but they thought that since the Karka goes back, so we see it as Begazlanus, we don't see it as a Chazak. No? So, what about Hildoras Baldin? One could also say, what do you mean? I could assume he ate 3 years Paris, but it was because Gazganus. Who asked such a kasha by Hildoras Baldin? Who asked such a kasha? What do you mean you can't separate it? He ate 3 years Paris, but it was because Gazganus, not as a chazaka. Tosus. But when Tosus asked it, he asked it with a, you know, with the support of a Gemara. At the end, he brought the case of the person who's moded that he wrote the askaris shelo lishman. He's neman lahafsid scharo, not the pasul sefer Torah. So here too, let's believe that he ate the teres, but not that he has a chazaki, not that he bought it. And Tosus gives a teres to machalga over there. It's different. And Rabbeinu Yonah is key was saying it on its own by an eidachad. No, I see it as gazlanus. No, so why not hodas baldin by itself? It's not hodas baldin. In other words, Hodas Baldin, I have here Hodas Baldin on the Paris, and I don't assume Chazak. So that's what I'm still groping here. Ben Yonah is sort of asking the Kasha in some way, but he doesn't directly ask Maishna. What's the difference? With Gabi Hodas Baldin, I say Miman Afshach, and with Gabi Eidach Redo. Now, we were talking in the morning, Ashi brought in a Svara, which I found Lumaisa Rav Nachum says a Svara like this, I want to speak it out. And then I want to go back to what we suggested yesterday. There is a chiluk. There is a chiluk that one could make. And it's a dakistic chiluk. It's not, you have to hear it and hear it again. Between the two. Between Hodas Baldin and Eid Echad. It's as follows. Eid Echad, the pshat is that he has a nemanus for what he is. He's an Eid Echad. He brings a certain nemanus to the table, to the Din Torah. Now, that nemanus is not for mamun. It's only for shvuah. So therefore, this Eid Echad, since his Anamon is only for Mammon, not for Shvur, only for Shvur, not for Mammon, I mean. So therefore, when he's coming in this Din Torah, since his Eidus will not have a consequence, Ugabi Mammon, so therefore, the Nemanus exhausts itself with Shvur, which therefore means, L'chaivo Shvur on Achilas Peres, because in Chazaka, his Nemanus can go further. Hodas Baldin is different. Hodas Baldin is not the pshat that Hodas Baldin is. It's a nemanus. It's an absolute nemanus.
It's just
what is it? Except that. So what did he say? He said I ate Paris 3 years. So he's saying he has a chazaka. That's what Tosus says. You can't miman afshach. I can't separate. If I hear Achilles Peres 3 years, I hear that he has a chazaka, that it's his karka too. So I cannot be mechayev him based on his odas baldin. So therefore, if the question is being mechayev him based on the din of odas baldin, I want to be mechayev him to pay the peris, but I heard him say, I have 3 ezachilas peris. That means he has a chazaka. By Eidachar it's different. It's true, 3 ezachilas peris means he has a chazaka. But the pshat is, I understand, but the nemanis is only ugabi shvua. So for what the nemanis is there for, the nemanis is there for. What nemanis is not there for, chazaka is mamon. So therefore, the nemanis goes as far as it can go. So therefore, as far as it can go, I'll turn the tables against the machzik, and I'll make him take a shvua. Here, it's not about the nemanis goes as far as it goes. The nemanis is a nemanis called odas baldin. What did he tell us? Can I use this odas baldin and be mechayev him? Yes or no? That is the question by odas baldin. Can I be mechayev him based on what he said or not? The answer is, what did he say? He said 3 years achilas peris. I can't use that mechayev him. That's the issue over there. One question. Can I be mechayev him with odas baldin? The answer is, if what the odas baldin was, that I ate 3 years peris, that means, not gazlanus bepastus, it means he's a zoche, he's zoche. Therefore, I can't be mechayev him. Here it's different. Here the issue is different because the aid is only neman for shvur. So what is not neman for, so therefore we don't take that. So therefore what is neman for, I apply that nemanus for shvur. There the chiyuv cannot be imposed on him of hodas baldin because he said I have a chazak. He says achilas peris 3 years, that's a chazak. Here, by an eid achad nemanis ends where it ends. He's chiyuv is for shvur. So therefore he could be saying he has a chazaka, but that I don't hear that. I can't hear that because it's mamon. So that's what Tosus would mean when he says ki ilu eino meid al chazaka. Comes Abaye and says one of two things. Either Abaye says no, we don't split it so fine. The bottom line is an eid achad is saying he has a chazaka. So therefore I don't say, well, you give him the manas as much as you could. No, you have to see it as a package. Somehow it's still a manafshach. Or Abai means what I said before that. No, the bottom line is, if another aid would come, what would be? This aid is therefore called as an aid for support and not for, and therefore it cannot mechayev shvur. Because if another aid came with him, he wouldn't be mechayev shvur. He wouldn't be chayev. Anyway, the point is that there's a chiluk in the sense that by an aid achad, the nemanis is what it is, and it just doesn't go further. That's what Eid Echad is different than Adoras Baldin. Adoras Baldin is Mimachayiv, and based on what he says, I can't do that. Anyway, it's a subtle point. I wanted to say yesterday a different word, based on the Nesivus. But in order just to bring out that Yesod, we'll ask one more kash. Why not understand that this Eid Echad is actually coming against the Marakala? Because by testifying, Achal Peres Gimel Shanim, why do you view it as if he's coming against the machzik to pay peris? He should be coming against the marakama to say you lost your karka. And in theory, that should require the marakama to take a shvua that the karka is his. Okay, by karka, there's no shvua. But in theory, that should be. Were it to be a shvua on karka, so then he's coming against the marakama. So how could you say at the same time he's going against the marakama to mechayev the marakama shvua, and he's coming against the Machzik, the Mechayev in Paris? It can't be. It's mutually exclusive. If you come against the Merkava, then he would be Mechayev Yeshua, not the Machzik. And here we're assuming the Machzik is Mechayev Yeshua. Unless you say, well, because since there's no Shua in Karka, so therefore it's Ki'ilu, he can't speak about that issue. There's no Shua in Karka. So he's only speaking about the Machzik. I don't think that's a full answer. In other words, since there's no din of shvur on karka, so he can't be speaking about the marakama. It's irrelevant. There's no shvur there anyway. So he's only speaking against the machzik. Yeah, but what would be by avadim? Avadim have cheskes gimel shanim. According to many rishonim, avadim, we are nishba on avadim. So what would be by avadim? There an eid achad would come, according to his havam in the Gemara. By avadim, the din would be not mitoch, but the din would be that the marakama would have to take a shvur and to take his eved back. And by karka, it's a din is that the machzik has to take a shvua and have midin and mitoch. I mean, it can't be a different din by. So you have to assume that fundamentally, we don't view the Eid Echad's Haggadah's Eid this year as seen against the Marakam. When he says that the Machzik ate 3 years Paris, it's not viewed as an Eidus against the Marakam. He says that there's a Chazakah. So the answer is, that's the Yisod that we saw in the Nesivus. The Chiyuv Shvua of an Eid Echad only relates to a case where the Eid is b'mechayev Shvua in the sense that two would be mechayev Mamon based on the Eidus itself. So the Eidus of the Eid Echad based on the Eidus is mechayev Shvua in the same way that what you have two Eidim they'd be mechayev Mamon based on their Eidus. If the Chiyuv Mamon of two Eidim would have to come on to another factor that I have to assume a certain chazak, so they will plug the hole, so to speak, and establish that there is a chazak, and therefore the bechiv mamon mitzira for chazak, and the eid echad would say the same eidus as one eid, so that would not require the defendant to take a shvuah. The case in the nesivus is if the aide comes and says that the shtar is authentic, he's mekayim a shtar, and the rova says, I paid it, and the shtar is mezuyif. If two aidim are mekayim the shtar, that would refute the taina of paraiti. Why? Because if there's a shtar mekayim in the hands of the malve, then shtar chabiyari my boy. It's a chazaka that I didn't pay. So now that the aid achar is being made, that the shtar is mekuyim, should that require a shvua on the part of the rover that the shtar is mezuyah for, that he paid, whatever the shvua would be? The answer is no, because if you want to base everything on a chazakah, that cannot be with one aid. The aid can only mechayev a shvua if the issue is specifically the mamon that he's mechayev. And for him it's a shvua, but for the two aid it would be the mamon. If you have to create the chiyuv of shvua, or chiyuv mamon parallel to shvua, based on chazaka, then the only way that can be is with two eidim. You cannot bring into bear on a din Torah a chazaka if the haggadah was haggadah of one eid. The Ksos had a case similar. If the eid is going to say it was a toch zmano situation, and therefore the rova can't tie the paraiti, the rova says it was not toch zmano, would you say that such an eidus of one eid would require the rova to defend his claim and swear that it was not toch zmano? The answer is, once you have to come on to a chazaka to pin the blame on this person, that cannot be with one aid. That's not cool. He's coming on mamon. He's coming to hatzich shvua. He has to be dealing with the case where the issue would be determined on the merits of the haggadah's eidus, not based on also a chazaka. If the chazaka has to come to play, then you need two aid. And then you need chiv mamon. You could not have a chiv shvua where you have to also come on to a chazaka. No, you will ask me the obvious question. What's the obvious question? And this is so, the Nesivus himself raises it. Naschet Rav Abba! So why is there a Chiv Shvua of Lo Chatfi? After all he says is Chataf. He doesn't know he doesn't know anything about whether it belonged to this guy or this guy. Elamai, how do you make a case against the guy who's Chotef? Because you also have to put another factor into the hopper. And that is, it was originally in the possession of the first guy, and presumably, if he was holding it, then it was his. Chazaka of Cheskes Metaltin, Komash Tachas Yad Amir Shalo. So therefore, this Eid Echad is only b'mechayev the Shvua, b'tziruf the Chazaka of the other person's possession. So again, how does that work within the Sivis as you saw? The Sivis asked the Kash himself. So we said over that the answer could be Pashut. That's exactly what Tosa said on Amid Beis that we brought in. Tosus establishes that the nature of the chazak of koma is not simply a din of safik misafik. You can't take it away from him without a raya. Hamotzim of raya. Rather, it's established that we see it becheskas miyushul biyado. It's baru like that. So such a chazaka, that's not cool. You have to come on to the chazaka. That's already a priori. That's already known. The eid is therefore saying you're a gazlin. Given already that we know that it's becheskaso barur. That's becheskaso. It's not that you have to come on to the chazaka. That's already clear. That's established a fact. If we know already a fact, you know, day is day, you don't have to like say, oh, you have to come on to that as well. What's already given is a given. Now the Eid is actually saying, you're mechuyev v'shvua, you're mechuyev mamon, but I'm mechuyev v'shvua. That's true by cheskes metaltelin. However, one could certainly argue very strongly, cogently, that cheskes karka is not that way. The yisod that Tosa says on the base is not exactly so by cheskes karka. It may not be pure suffix. We take on that it's the person who's been there for 3 years, but not ki'ilu borur that was his. It's a chazak, it's a din. That the chazaka lets us now put it becheskaso because he's been there for 3 years. But it's no better than a chazak of kol masatachas yad, a chazak of inabedrog zmano or shtach v'yadim aybayi. It's a din that we take on that it belongs to him. That's the case. It's clear that you cannot argue, even by we would say that be a shvuah and karka or by avadim, that an eid echad who's made achilus peres gimushanim is testifying against the marakam, that it's not your karka. No, an eid echad cannot be mechayev a person, even a shvuah, if what he's doing is speaking about a chazaka. You have to talk about if he would say it's not your money, it's not your karka. That's a different story. You sold it, you stole it. That's different. He's talking about the facts of the story. Whose mammon is it? But if the Eidachad is just testifying something that based on his Eidus, I will be able to create a presumption that we usually follow in Kol HaTorah Kula, that he wants to establish that something called Cheskas Kimushanim, you're Mimelo, you lose the Karka because the Karka is viewed as Becheskas Hasheni. That can't happen by an Eidachad, Gugabi to Mechayv HaShvua. To the first guy, because that's exactly the nesivus. You cannot matzvich a shvua on Hagadas Eidus of an Eidachad that you have to come on to something more. That you have to build the case based on chazak. That doesn't in any way lead to a chiv shvua. That's why it's clear that the Eid is not coming against the Marakama. So all I have in this Eid is Hagada of Achilas Peres against the second guy. So therefore you can't ask, what about the fact that he's also talking about the first guy? No, the first guy is... He can't talk about chazakas. He has to talk about whose money that he's not doing. So the only issue of money to speak of is whose Paris. So he's speaking against the second guy, not against the first guy. Well, if that's the case, that could be the answer to the original question. To distinguish, everyone here, this svara, the nesivus, this svara is clear, yeah? That's the yisod of the nesivus. If you look at how goes there, there'll be a lot of marmakomas in this question, a tshuvas Ramban, a tshuvas Rashba, not a simple matter. Is this in fact 100% clear that an Eid Echad is coming on a chazaka cannot be machayev shvua? The Nesivus doesn't bring all those makoros, he just takes on that is the case. But if this is so, then we can come back and explain the difference in Hodah and Eid Echad. What's the difference? What would you say about a Hodah Asbal Din in a similar vein? If I am modeh to a chazaka, that based in a chazaka, it should come out that I should owe money. Not a moda that I borrowed, not that money that I incurred a chiyuv. I'm moded to a certain fact that if that fact is true, there's a klal, I'm moda that it's tos mano. And maybe I can't say I paid tos mano. But I'm moda that it was tos mano. Is that Odas Baldin? What do you think? I am only molded to a fact that, based on that fact, there's a chazaka to mechayev. So is that enough? Seems so. If I'm molded, I'm a person who owned karka, and I'm molded, not that I sold you the karka, but I'm molded that you have been sitting in that karka for 3 years eating pears, and I did not make a peep. That's what I'm molded to. Not a molded that you bought the karka. So is that how Odas Baldin against me? I think so. Any time I say something that, to the extent that that's going to be incriminating, so even if it has to be based on whatever cheshbonos of kol yashas of chazaka, but that's enough to make a case against me. That's Hodas Baldin. It doesn't have to be that I have to speak directly about the moment. You'll ask me from the Marie Ben Lev of the Ksos, right? That maybe it's a new Eschaivus, right? Yeah. That if you go like that, maybe what I'm saying could be debated, right? You remember what I'm referring to, yeah. Rabbi Davidi, right? I hear the point. And if it's a new ischayvus, the way that we suggested such a mouth, maybe this wouldn't be so. I don't know. I could argue it's still a new ischayvus. Whatever goes, I understand. But we could debate the point more. But according to the Ksos, that it's a nemanus l'chavaso, if Adam would say that there was a gibel shan, that's Adi Chazaka. Adam can establish whatever fact in the world, we take that to be fact, then maybe we can paskin based on chazakas. Now we know the facts are facts. Now whatever principles go into effect as a result of what we know to be true. To the extent that Doras Baldin has a koach in Machayev me, it's l'chavasi, so any fact that has some nafkamina that's going to come back to haunt me, I have been molded. That's Odas Baldin. It doesn't have to be Odas Baldin on the bottom line that the mammon is yours. It has to be Odas Baldin on some fact that can ultimately translate into some liability that I've incurred based on what I said. If that is the case, we understand very well the difference between why Tosas said his svara of Mimanafshach, and it would be so here as well, Gabi the person, but not necessarily by Eid Echad. The difference is obvious. When a person says, "Achalti gimushanim," what do I hear? What is Odas Baldin accepted? On the fact that there was a chilas peres gimushanim, on the fact that there was a chazaka that I had. Right? Obviously, what was chusi and not nemanon? That's true. But what was heard? What was the Odas Baldin chal on? Then we have to sort it all out. What was it chal on? On the notion of a chilas peres. And on the notion that there was a chazaka, all that is within the world, in the realm of Hodas Baldin. Anything that could have some, if there be an afkamina, that saying I have a chazaka would be against me in some way. I don't know. Let's imagine I was mocked as somebody mitaltrin agav karka. Yeah. So or someone was mocked me mitaltrin agav karka. If it's my karka, you know. If I'm mocking someone else, I have karka. So if I have a chazaka, so then it comes out that transaction takes effect and I lose the metaltelin, I have karka, yeah? So by saying that I have a chazaka, is an afkamina that transaction would go forward and I would lose that mamon. If I don't have a chazaka, it's not my karka, I'm not a kinyan at all. So to the extent that there's any kind of afkamina, so therefore the Hadash Baldin has to be heard in every aspect of what I'm saying, which means that there was a chilas kfiras gimushanim, that there was a cheskas gimushanim, and so on. So says Tosas, if that's the case, I can't separate and say, well, I have a duas built into mechayev peres. But what? But no, but by saying that, I'm also hearing at the same time that it's my karka. So I can't separate, can't split it. I don't assume that it was because of the stuff. So it's asked later from that. Maybe I could separate that. Tosas, I can't, only over there. By the case of the Sefer Torah. But Pashtus, if I hear Achilles Peres Gimushanim, and I hear in the same Dibur, I hear that I have a Chazaka, because that's also part of what Hodas Baldin speaks to that too, speaks to matters of Chazaka, speaks to anything that could have some impact. So therefore, I can't build a case against me in that. If I say that. Eid Echad is different. Eid Echad can't speak about Chazakas. Eid Echad can only speak in absolutes, not in something that relates to Chazaka. It's just not within his realm. As we said, that it's not Chal HaGodas Eid Echad on Chazaka. So the only real fact on the ground that the Eid is bringing to this in Torah is what? Achilas Peres. So the second guy, he owes Peres. And given the fact that we, as far as we know, the Karka is the Marakamas, so we hear here Achilas Peres of the Marakamas. What am I asking? Manafshach, according to the Eid of the Chazaka, I can't bring that to the Eid because it's not his world. He doesn't speak about Chazakas. It's not his world. His world is absolute issues. What's absolute without coming on to any Chazakas presumptions that it doesn't get factored in. It's not on the radar screen of an Eid Echad that there's a Chazaka, not a Chazaka. He can't speak about such a matter. So all that I have here in a concrete way in this Eid of the Eid Echad is this machzik owes peres. And that's why the Gemara thought it's naskan d'ravava. That's exactly what Tosa says. Even though he's made shalos gimushanim, kim ein acher imo ki ilu ein made al chazaka. He's only one aid. So it's only ein echad l'tova peres. He can't speak about chazaka. He's only an aid echad. Again, so within the sivis that we're bringing in, it answers up why you can't view him in any way as coming against the markama, and further why you can't say a mimanafshach. Tos only said mimanafshach to the extent that the Hodas Baldin relates to the issue of chazaka as well, embraces that there's a chazaka. So then I can't split it. But if the Eid Echad never speaks about chazakas, he speaks about absolute issues of mamam, so then there's nothing to talk about. Then the Havmina is clear that he can be Neman Ugabi the Paris. Says Abaye, no. Now what did Abaye say? Here you can already start questioning. Maybe Abaye said you're still splitting it too far. At the end of the day, the Eid Echad, according to what he says, it should follow a chazaka. So you can also say Mimanafshach, you can't use him for this. If Lumaisid is a Paul Yotze of chazaka that will result from it, could be Rabbeinu Yonah was mashmalat. Or the Abaye means that specifically there's another aid that came and his intention was to be mezakeh this guy. So forget about what's conceptually within his realm, not within his realm. That's not Mechayev Shvuah. If the Eid Echad's intention was to mechazik him, to give him the karka, and another aid would come, he would win the karka, so such an aid would not be Mechayev Shvuah. So it's a klal with an Eid Echad. Yeah, this is more or less I wanted to bring out. Not a simple matter, right? It's Havana. It really requires a lot of careful analysis. These are the basic Tzuras HaDvarim that I wanted to bring out. Okay, the time. That's the question. I'd rather not say that, right? I don't think that's what it means. It means that to the extent that we want to compare to Nasuk the Ravaba, so the fact that Eid Bechlal doesn't speak about Chazaka is not enough to build a case of Nasuk the Ravaba here. That's clear. I don't think that is part of the Shaka V'Tarya. In the Sivas Svara, we're not surrendering. But nevertheless, Afa Pikain, you could say a couple possibilities. If the Eid's intention was L'zakoso, or the proof test, meaning if there'd be another aid with him, it's also, what's relevant. Or we still apply Miman of Shach, because Saf Kol Saf, it turns out, based on what he's saying, that there'll be a chazaka, whether or not he can speak about it or not, but nevertheless, if we factor what we know would come out of his edus, that it'd be a chazaka, so we also can use it, you could say like that. I'm leaving open for you different ways to learn Abaye. But one thing is, I'm not giving the Nesivus up. In other words, I think it's clear that the Yisod could be Emes, but nevertheless, the application over here would not be. In other words, but we understand better the Havamina. Yeah. Ezra, yeah.
Can you maybe just better reiterate one more time the Nesivus?
The Nesivus as Yisod is simple, that the Eid Echad cannot have any impact on Chiyuv Shvuah if the matter that makes the case against the defendant is not just the fact that he brings, but that combined with a particular chazaka, presumption. If you have to come on to the chazaka to make the case that this person would be chayiv, were to be two eidim with mamon, and now we want to make it shvua, then there's no din bechlal of a chiv shvua. The only time, you get the word yourself, it's another mem vavav, the only time an eid achar is mechayiv shvua is if we are the two eidim with mechayiv mamon al pi edusan bilvad. If the case of a chiyuv mamon of two would be purely the edusis. Let's see the next tosis. Havi mechuyiv shvua ve'eni yachal lishav. So now, Ben Sin, you had a question. Yeah.
I just, the official answer is the fact that the other Baltin has edus that he was the marakamer, he held the property, is that what gets rid of the idea of Pesha Elzer? Like, none of
Rishonim
bring it up. No one even discusses it. So,
Pesha, the Rashbam said Pesha. So yesterday, the Rashbam says Migwa as well.
Later on, but in the actual case,
it has to be Rabbi. You mean by the Dichati? We're going to talk about it. We'll talk about that. So Rav Chaim on this in the Chedisha graph. There's what to say about the Pesha. By the Dichati. You're asking the Dichati should be not just the Migwa, but Pesha. So that's true to the extent that Pesha says better than Migu, then it would be that as well. If there'd be no aid, this thing. It'd be just his own confession.
Yeah, which they don't say, even with an aid though, but I'm saying.
Yeah, can see that you have to come on to him, yeah. Okay, so what is the call here again? If you want to be mechayiv him, says the Gemara, l'shalem, this guy should not, if you want to make him pay, no, like a trei sahadi. Which means, as the Rashbam explains, what does it mean? L'shang l'katrei sahadi. So, exactly what you just said. In other words, you have a pesha asa, you have a migu. to the extent that you want him to pay, you don't have two edim, and he has an emunus, he could have said, lo chatfi. On the other hand, lifterei, you want him to be putter? No, he can't be putter because there is an aid that's mechayev a shvua. And the shvua could very well be the shvua of lo chatfi. He can't take that shvua. So you don't have a migul. He needs to make a shvua on lo chatfi. He can't let him off the hook. Lishtava, let him actually take a shvua? No, he can't take a shvua because he says, I grab. So therefore, Rav Abba says, if you have this dilemma, that there is a chiyuv shvua that you can't get rid of, and the chiyuv shvua has not been fulfilled, then the default becomes tashlum. That's the kal mitoch. Zog Tosfos, havi mechuyuv shvua ve'en yachol lishava. Why en yachol lishava? Sharei modeh. Pashtus Tosfos will be explain it the way the Rashbam here does. If your modeh that you grabbed, so now you can't take the shvua of lochatvi because your moda that you grabbed. The other way was to say that if your moda you grabbed, then that creates a chesaron in the taina dichatvi that you can't be neman with a shvua on taina like that. V'yim tomer, Fetos is now the question. V'lehemne b'shvua, my do amar didichatvi. Believe him with the shvua on what that which he says to dichatfi. B'migu di'ibay amar lochatfi. Because he could have said lochatfi. What does Tosus mean to ask? Tosus brings in a migu. Ki'u Tosus asking a new kasha migu. I mean, the issue of migu, it wasn't acknowledged in the Gemara. How did we read the Gemara just now? How did the Rashbam read the Gemara for us? L'shalem. Should he pay? No, leka trei sahadi. Which means, what? So there's no two edim, so why do you believe him? But he's moda, right? There's no two edim, so how come, so therefore he's pater. What do you mean? But he's moda, he's moda that he grabbed. The Teretz is a migu. So the Gemara acknowledged the migu. The Gemara says, no, so lift the ray, so let's make him pater based on the migu. The Gemara says, ikachat sahad. No, but you have one aid, so you have to swear. So there's no migul. You can't pater because gabi chiyuv shvua, he has to have a shvua. L'shtava, can he take a shvua? No, he can't take a shvua. So Tosus now comes in and says, but let him be believed with the migul didi chatfi. What is this, a new kasha? I mean, the Gemara spelled out that there's a migul, but the migul will not help you for the chiyuv shvua. So now you have a chiyuv shvua, now you can't carry out the shvua. So what's Tosus now coming to you, a new kasha? Where's Tosus coming from with this kasha? The Gemara already works out all the possibilities. There is a migu, the Gemara acknowledges there's a migu. But the migu only helps the gabi what? Gabi the mamon. The gabi the mamon. There's no chi of mamon. But on the other hand, he can't be putter completely because there's a chi of shvua. And he can't carry out the shvua, so he has to pay. So what's Tosus coming now? Ki a new kasha? As if it's a new kasha, l'hamnei b'shvua. The Gemara already says that there's a migul, but it won't help you. So what is Tosus adding now to the Gemara? Yeah?
Well, Tosus says that he should still be adding the shvua. He's not trying to
pardon
him everything with the migul.
So Tosus wants it to be a migul
with
the shvua.
Right, so I think the only question was that why did the Gemara only talk about one migul? It should speak about one shvua.
The Gemara was talking about being Lochatfi, and Tosus wants it to be the dichatfi.
The migul can't help the shvua of lochatfi, but it should be able to help the shvua of the
dichatfi.
Because the Gemara did not acknowledge migul with the shvua of the dichatfi.
There's a new case that Gemara did not spell out a shvua of the dichatfi. That's Tosus' kasha. The Gemara was asking l'shtava. The Gemara meant l'shtava lochatfi.
Right, because that's exactly what the Gemara's response is that he was moda, and that's just the beginning of Tosus.
What does Tosus want to use this migu for? Does Tosus mean, therefore, carry what you're saying a step further? Does Tosus want this shvua that Tosus has you at making, the hemi b'shvua, to be the fulfillment of the shvua seid achad?
Yeah. Yeah, previously, that Tosus is unlimited like the
Rashbam. The Tosus we quoted was a Tosus in shvua. You can't bring a Tosus in shvua to Tosus.
Okay.
Not even like a havamina. You can't assume anything from one sechta to the other. Not even like a teretz to a kasha. There's no reason to even think it's a kasha. Tosis, you don't know who wrote a Tosis and give him a sechta that it should be a kasha, not a misach. So that's part of what you have to figure out. What is Tosis thinking here? That this should be the shvua of the Eid Echad. To the extent that Tosis would be thinking like that, then the Gemara was already addressing that issue. Right? The Gemara was discussing the migu and the shvua. And the Gemara is saying he can't carry out the shvua. So what's Tosis now coming in and saying? No, but he has a migu with the shvua. The Gemara is spelling out he has a migu, but it won't help him come with the chiv shvua, and he can't carry out the chiv shvua. So what's Tosis coming now and asking? But you could carry out the chiv shvua. Tosis should say like that. The Tosis should have a dibra maschil, gishtava ha'ama michlef chatva, havleki gazlin. Tosis should say, what do you mean? He should take the shvua to dichatvi. Tosis is not addressing the point of the Gemara that says that he can't take a shvua, and Tosis say he could take a shvua. Tosis is addressing the final result. Now the Gemara says he can't take the shvua that he's supposed to, so he pays fectosis. He has a migu. So no, I'm not arguing with you. So I'm saying, so what does it mean? So Tosis is asking, after the Gemara worked its way through, there is a migu which helps up to a point, but doesn't help you to get rid of the chiyuv shvua. And if you have a chiyuv shvua that you can't fulfill, what are you left with? Mishale. Fectosis, but I have a migu. How do I construct a migu? The taina didi chatfi, let him take a shvua on that. And what should that do for you? That migu should pater you from what?
It makes you the mussar, so you're able to make
the shvua. No. That's the thing. From paying. In other words, like this. Look at the Dibra Maschil. The Gemara ends up with what result? With what psak halacha? After working out the three scenarios. You can't make him pay stam off the cuff because he has a migu. On the other hand, you can't let him off the hook because there's a chiyuv shvua, and the migu is not going to solve the fact that there is a chiyuv shvua in the other taina. You can't take the shvua at the Eidach is mechayiv because you're moda, shahari moda. And therefore, with a chiyuv shvua that you can't discharge, the result is you pay. Fectosis, I have a way to construct a migu that migu should pater you from what? Pater you from what? From paying. It was that chiyuv tashlumin that results from the inability to take the shvua that you mechuyuv to take with the Eid Echad. That's what Tosis is coming. After the din of the Gemara is worked out and the psak is rendered, that chiyuv tashuma that you want to impose on him, Fectos is why he has a migu that should pater him from paying that chiyuv. How so? Because let him swear the dichatvi, and therefore the migu is now that he could have sworn lochatvi. Claim lo chatfi and taken a shvua on that. So instead he said, didichati, believe him with his shvua. So it's the same nemanus. It's a shvua now, just like a shvua there. So that migu with the shvua didichati, now I have a migu that should pater the chiyuv tashlumin of mitoch. Clear? That's what Dibra Maschil is very meduyik. Tosis is not quibbling with the way the Gemara is discussing, well, should he take, does he have a chiv shvua, does he have a migul, does it help him, does it not help him, and does he, can he take the shvua? All of that is clear. He has a migul, but the migul doesn't take away the chiv shvua, and he has to take a chiv, and he can't take the shvua. All that Tosis understood. So why couldn't he take the shvua? Because apparently whatever the Gemara says, Havleki Gazlin, let's assume it, like the Rashbam, that the shvua hamutelis alav is a shvua of lo chatvi. Okay, so he has a chiyuv shvua, he can't take it, mishale. That Tosis, a new kasha. V'yim tomar, v'lehemni b'shvua b'meidam d'chatvi, and therefore that should pater him from the chiyuv tashlumin of mitoch. Why not? We'll have to see. We'll see. You have to see what Tosis is going to say. Maybe there's an answer Tosis is going to give the Rashbam Luhola. Could be. We'll have to see all the various answers Tosis works out and come back to the Rashbam. But understand, it's after the fact that the Gemara works out all the scenarios and is left with the alternative of mitoch. Tosis, but that chiyuv mamon of mitoch should be released, neutralized with the nemanus of migu, How do you get a migul? Let him swear the dichatfi. Is this the shvua of the Eid Echad? Does Tosis mean that this is the shvua of the Eid Echad, according to what we're saying? No. Certainly not. The shvua of the Eid Echad cannot be the dichatfi. That's what's similar to Rashbam now. Because the shvua of the Eid Echad is no chatfi. And he was modif. Tosis means Shahrein modif. But in a chanani, but now that you have a chiv shvua that you can't swear, so now we have a kal mitoch. But that kal mitoch that says you mukhif to pay, I have a migu to pata you from having to pay that chiyuv of mitoch. How so? Take a shvua, the dichatfi. Now he has a migu that he could have said, go chati with the shvua. Instead, he has a dichat with the shvua. That gives him the manas to his taina, and that should pata him from the chiyuv of mitoch. Now you understand well where the rivam is coming from later on, you see. What's going on later. Let the chiyuv shvua, let the chiyuv of mamon of mitoch be released with the migu. That's what Tosfos is thinking right now. Let the migu that I'm constructing right here pat you from that chiv tashrum and mitoch. Nach, yeah.
How can it be a completely different shua if it's mitoch and yoko lishva from?
No,
from
that's how it goes. In other words, there's two things. There's the chiv shvua of the erachad. That means that there's a chiv shvua incumbent on him, and let's assume that's chiv shvua of lo chatfi. Can he take that shvua of lo chatfi? No. Why? He said the dichat. So the shvua of the Eid Echad would have to be one shvua and one shvua only. Lo chatfi. He can't do that. So his inability to take that shvua leads us to the conclusion that we're going to mechayev in mamon because mitoch she'enu yachol shav mishalem. Petosus, why would it be chayev mamon based on mitoch? I have a migu that should save him from having to pay that mamon. What migu? A new migu. Not the Gemara's migu.
What was the Gemara's migu?
The Gemara's migu is believe him to di chatfi because it could say lo chatfi, but not with a shvua. Stam. That's why, in other words, ugabi the chi of mammon in the absolute sense. Eid Echad is only an Eid Echad. So let's say, look, you have here a hudas baldin that he was chataf. So let him be chayiv mammon because you see he was chataf, you see he's a gazlin. The answer is no, he has a migu. He could say lo chatafti. So therefore, to that extent, you can't mechayiv. That's the first part of the Gemara. L'shalim l'katrei sahadi. So the migo is because he... So on the chi of mammon, before mitoch could start, before we get to mitoch, stam, once I know he stole, once I know he grabbed, he's chayiv mammon, he's a gazer. So why should it be chayiv mammon be'etzem on the fact that we know from him that he stole? The answer is there's no two eidim. It's only from him. So there's a migo. So the migo of lo chatfi serves his interest that he doesn't have to pay because even though we know from him that he took it, but he could have said a lo chatfi. So that's where the migu works for him. On the chiv mammon based on the facts of the story. There's a chiv mammon based on what we know to be true, and then there's a chiv mammon that the Gemara is going to create because of the kal of mitoch. So we start with the chiv mammon, the chiv mammon that should be imposed on him based on the knowledge that he stole, that he grabbed. The answer is that he has a migu. Wait a second, so why not use that to get him off the hook completely? He has a migu. The answer is, an Eid Echad is here. An Eid Echad is machai v'shvua. So the didi chati would require v'shvua. So you can't use lo chati requires v'shvua. So you cannot let him get off the hook with a didi chati with a migu because the other title requires v'shvua. The Eid Echad is machai v'shvua. So he can't. Oh, so now you have a shvua. Let him take a shvua. He can't. The Eid Echad says he has to take it through lo chati. He says didi chati. So what's the halacha? He can't get rid of the chiv shvua. He can't take the shvua that he's mochiv to take. The answer is, if you have a shvua that you have to take and you can't take it, mishan. Fektosis, that chiv tashlumin that we have now determined based on the inability for him to take a shvua, that chiv tashlumin should be pardoned because of the nemanis that we will now bring to the table of a migu. What migu? Here's the migu. He'll take a shvua di dichatfi. And therefore, he could be believed with the dichatfi with his shvua, because he could have said lo chatfi and had a shvua. So what's the difference? That shvua, this shvua? We'll give him a shvua and the dichatfi. And that migu should now pater him from the chiyuv of mitoch, from the chiyuv mamon of mitoch. Even though that's not the shvua seinachat, correct. That's exactly what we're saying. This is not the shvua seinachat. This is the shvua that we're going to give him in order to give him a migu. But let that legal work for him to not to have to pay the chiv mama. So again, so that's why the Dibar Maschil is very meduyik. It's not quibbling with the Gemara's cheshbonus. The Gemara arrived at the conclusion of having mechayiv shvuah b'sham b'shalim. But Tosfos, what do you mean? He should be able lehem li b'shvuah not to have to pay that chiyuv mitoch. How? He has a migul with the shvuah of the dichatfi. He could have said lo chatfi with the shvuah. He says dichatfi, let him have a shvuah. Let's go. Let's hold everyone's fire for a few minutes. Let's give a few more lines of Tosfos. Yeah.
What's the shvuah in that mean?
Of the dichatfi.
Based on the fact that he could have said lo
chatfi. If the fact that he has to take a shvuah is because of the tana and yisod, he has to take a shvuah, wouldn't that be the same shvuah?
No, because the Eidachad, the Chiv Shvuah of the Eidachad has to be, we're going to go now to Rashbam and Rashi Nishvuah. The Chiv Shvuah of the Eidachad has to be a Shvuah Hakdish Sa'id. So he can't do that. So the Shvuah Eidachad won't be carried out with the Shvuah of Didi Chatfi. Fine. But nevertheless, there should be, with the Shvuah of Didi Chatfi, he should have an amanus on the Tanya Didi Chatfi that he should have to pay the Chiv of Tashlum and of Mitoch.
Kind of shvuah, it doesn't have to be the
same shvuah as the Tanya. So, well, that's what we're going to get perceived now. The Torah's going to notice something. Well, what's the level of the shvuah? What's the level of that shvuah? Yeah.
Okay. Didn't Rebbe say that Tosis does not hold of shvuah
mitalit? I said that l'das l'fiatosis in Masechta Shvuah. I said you cannot bring any proof from Tosis and Shvuah to Tosis and Bavas. Right now, that's correct. That's what I'm. That's how I want.
There's another problem, which is then he's a Gazlan. So how can Tosfos have the?
All the Gazlan line of Gazlan just means that he can't make the shvuah. That's all. He's disqualified from things for Vilchatfi. That's all.
That's
all.
No,
I'm Tosfos. We will see. We'll get Tosfos and Shvuah asked the kasha too. Good. So we're going to see something very interesting. Okay, I want to plant the seed. I'm going to say, listen. Okay, go. Tosfos and Shvuah does not give all the answers that Tosfos here gives. What heritage is missing in Shvuah? The Riva. Okay, so now that tells us something. It could be that Tosfos kasha was not exactly the same kasha. Where Tosfos was coming from in Shavuos, that the Dichati could have also been the Shvuah of the Eidachad, then could be the Rivam's Teretz would not follow. We have to explain, but I want you to begin to think about it. Notice, it could be that exactly would explain what Tosfos and Shavuos could not give the Teretz of the Rivam.
Isn't Tosfos over there also going on different
Maskel? Like, could you make Teretz? Havalik Gazlin, okay. In a Chanami, because there the Tosfos Kash is more direct, that there should be the Shvuah of the Eidachad. That's very good. Right, and here the kasha is part to the chiv tashum and a mitoch with the migul. So it could be that we're not exactly the same. Not exactly the same kasha. Let's read on some of the possible tirutzim of Tosfos. Tosfos is going to run through. There's a lot here. Just pasha pshat now. Just we're not going to be able to do much more than pasha pshat. So Tosfos suggests maybe the following v'chi tema the halo chashiv migul. It does not count as a migul here. That didi chatfi with a migul of lo chatfi. In both cases with a shvuah. The ha'im amar lo chatfi, ha'yichayv shvuah d'oraisa. What do you mean shvuah d'oraisa? See? Meaning what? What shvuah? Lachish yeah, say. Clear. So that's a shvuah d'oraisa. Does this appear in Tosfos Shvuos, by the way? This part? Awesome. So again, there's another raya that here Tosfos is going with the Rashbam. That the Shvuah d'oraisa is lo chatfi. The Shvuah didi chatfi is not a Shvuah d'oraisa. So Tosfos is suggesting that you can't use a migu that's going to be, that you could have said, you could have tainted lo chatfi and there to the Shvuah, but that would have been a Shvuah d'oraisa. So we have to know what exactly is the problem. So what? So that's the Shvuah d'oraisa. And what does Tosfos mean? And what? And Shvuah over here of didi chatfi? Would not be d'oraisa, would also be d'oraisa. This shvuah to support the migu, would that be, Tosfos mean it wouldn't be d'oraisa, and that's the problem in the migu. Or even when you'd say this would be shvuah d'oraisa, but the bottom line is the other taina would be d'oraisa. So what does Tosfos bring from? D'ha'amar b'moches habayis. So Tosfos says, if the other taina is a shvuah d'oraisa, so then you can make a migu. Off of that taina. Why? So the person gave a pikad to someone else in the shtar that says that he was given the thing was given as a pikad. And what is the guy taina later? So he's a shomer. What could he have said for sure and become partner with Nemsu? That's a tour of shomrim. Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam, both are partner ba'onsin. But instead he says achzartiv. So if he says achzartiv, he's believed, but the Gemara explains he's only believed with achzartiv, I gave it back, if he will take a shvua to back up his claim of achzartiv. Why? Because if he would say nensu, he would have to take a shvua. So therefore he's only believed with achzartiv, with the migu, only if he also takes the shvua at achzartiv. Tosus now asks the kasha, what do you see over there that you're not meant to say achzartiv b'shvua? Migu di boyomar nensu. Davi neman b'shvua. So you see, I have a migu from one shvua to the other, even though what? Afagav de benensu ika shvua do raisa. Even though nensu would have been chayv shvua do raisa of shvua sashomrim. So you see, you can make a migu off of a taina that when you take a shvua now, you have a migu that you could have taken another taina with a shvua, even though that taina was a doraisa, because it's tur nensu would have had shvua doraisa to it. And therefore, here too, the shvua of Lulchatfi would have been doraisa, fine. And the dichatfi could still take a shvua to dichatfi, even though the migu is of a taina that requires a shvua doraisa. Tosfos says, maybe you could deflect this raya. Miu appears Rabbeinu Tam, the period shvua de nensu, the hasamim de rabbana. Rabbeinu Tam says that stam a case of one item given as a bikadon, where you say nensu, your dear the chiv shvua of nensu would only be drabbana. The loma chay shvua do raisa fil ben nensu el hecha de ika odah ben mixas. This is a sugi in Bava Kama Kuv Zayin. A whole machlokas there, Rivam and Rabbeinu Tam, Rivam Rabbeinu Tam, that the Gemara establishes, according to one mandama, that you need three paros to have a shvua do raisa of nensu. One paro that you kofer b'chlal l'adam, one cow, and one cow you moda. And one cow you say nensu on. And that's when you have a chiyuv shvua of nensu. Three parts. That gets rejected. And the question is, but still Rabbeinu Tam says you still need, you don't need the para of kfira, of a ladan, but you still need two cows. You have to have the paradigm of what type of a shvua that we know with the rice always exists. You have to have modi b'miksas. You have to have a shvua, you have to have a part that you're moda on. And then the other one you say nensu on. You don't need a third one that you call for b'chal. And the other Badamitosis disagrees, says no. Maskanas Agamara, one parah is enough to have a chiv shvud arayis of shvud shom. It has to do with the inyan, your parshias, whether you bring in the notion of modem mixas into the parsh of shomrim or not. But modem mixas, you have to have a hodah, and then you chayv on the balance a shvud satorah modem mixas. So does that halacha that you need a hodah b'mixas apply by shomrim? So Rabbeinu Tam says Aliba de Emes. The only time of a shvua of Nensu, are both here with me? The only time of shvua of Nensu is if you have already one item that you're moda. And then the other one is what you say a pater from. You're moda something, you're patterning from something else. Ke'en moda b'miksas. That's when it's the shvua satorah of Nensu. If your entire claim is Nensu on the one item, and you're not moda anything as a shomer, then the whole shvua's nensu is only midrabbana. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you only mechuyev derais by hodah b'miksas, so comes at the case of daf ayin, which is talking about just one item, would be a shvua of nensu only drabbana. So comes that there's no raya anymore that by shvua doraisa a tainas hayisod that requires a shvua doraisa would not be able to build a migo off of such a taina. Because in that case, on Daf Ayin, it's not a Shvua Doraisa. Right? But not according to Rabbeinu Tam, you see from that Gemara that a Shvua Doraisa, right, you could still build a Migu off of a Taina that the Shvua is a Shvua Doraisa. Now, what exactly is this issue all about? That's what we have to figure out. What does Tosis mean exactly? So, you have to know a couple of things. First of all, the Tosfos mean that the problem lies in the fact that we have Taina X, Taina Samigu, Taina Y, Taina Sayisod. In both cases, a Shvua. Taina X with a Shvua, with a Migu, that he could have said Taina Y with a Shvua, right? What is Tosfos pointing out? That Taina Y has a Shvua d'oraisa. So what does that mean? Tosfos means Taina Y Shvua d'oraisa and Taina X would only be a Shvua d'rabbanan? Is that what Tosfos means? Tosfos never used those words. What did Tosfos mean? In which case, if that were to be the case, it would mean as follows. That the Taina of the Di Chatfi with the Shvua, that Shvua would only be Shvua d'rabbanan. And so too, the Taina of Echzartiv would only be a Shvua d'rabbanan. Shvua d'oraisa would only be by Nensu, not by Echzartiv. That could be, and Tosfos would mean that point, that from a Shvua, from a Taina that needs a Shvua d'oraisa to win, you couldn't now win with a Taina that only is going to be supported, buttressed with a Shvua d'rabbanan. It's not as clear cut in words of Tosfos. Tosfos never said that the Taina now is the Rabbanan, but that would be one way to think of that. We'd have to explain the Svara behind this. That would be one Gisha, one Mahalach, in what Tosfos is working out here. But again, the words don't quite spell that out. The Tosfos doesn't say because the Shvua today, now, the Taina is Hamigus Taina, the Shvua is the Rabbanan. Tosfos never said that. Perhaps the Shvua now is Dorais. But maybe the problem still is, if the other taina that you could have said would have required a shvua d'oraisa, then you cannot build a migo off of that taina, period.
What would be the svar about
that? So let's start. Let's start with that one. So what could be the svar? As follows. If the taina that you would have said, and won, is a taina that requires a shvua d'oraisa, then it means the following. That the etzem, does that taina have nemunas inherently? If you need a Shvua d'oraisa to win, then the Taina in and of itself lacks its own credibility. You need a Shvua, so it's Ki'ilu, there's this big barrier here to getting them. When you Nishba, then you'll be Neman. But the Taina in and of itself doesn't have Nemanis. So Tosis could mean you cannot build a Migul to get Nemanis from a Taina that on its own merits doesn't have Nemanis. You're tying it right, you bring a shvur right now, it could be even a shvur d'oraisa that you're swearing now. No, but you need to bring out nemanas from the other taina, but there's no nemanas in that other taina. The reservoir is depleted. The only way you'll be neman is if you take the shvur. But if a shvur d'oraisa means that be'etzem there's no nemanas. Where do we have a muscle to such a svar? That if the other taina doesn't have nemanas, you can't win with a migu. Who remembers? What? The Ritva by Shtar Zayfa. There was Aldoras Baldin. He could have been, and why do we point that over there? There was Aldoras Baldin, that it was a Shtar Zayfa. Mali Lishakir, is it a problem in Mali Lishakir dimension of Migu? Not really, he could have won with it. But nevertheless, Koach HaTaina, Mali Lishakir isn't the whole story. You have to use Mali Lishakir to bring out Nemanis from that Taina to this Taina. There's no Nemanis in that Taina. You were molded, it's nothing. So Alderas, that would suggest over here. Tosis would mean the following. If the other taina needs a shvua d'oraisa, and that means that there really is no nemanus to that taina. It's just that with the shvua you'll be believed, but the taina itself doesn't have the nemanus. So l'maisa, you swore right now, you took a shvua now. Is there malu l'shaker? For all we see in front of us, if he's willing to swear now on didi chatvi, he could have certainly taken a shvua on lochat. So malu l'shaker, we have. But why would there be a problem? Mali Shaka is not the whole story. Mali Shaka is only a way to get to bringing in the Koach HaTaina from that Taina to this Taina. But that Taina doesn't have its own inherent Nemanus. But Haraya, you need a Shvua d'oraisa. So Shvua d'oraisa is a barrier to giving it Nemanus. So therefore, you can't bring the Nemanus from that Taina to this Taina. There's no Nemanus here. So why is it only with the Shvua d'oraisa? Now you tell me. Let's say the other time with Shvua d'rabbanan. Then what would be the pshat? What would be the difference? If it's the shvud rabban, the pshat is the taina is nema. Rabban, no. We're saying like this: mali shakir is there regardless, even on the shvud the rice on the other time. Mali shakir I have here. He's willing to take a shvud now. He could take a shvud the other way too. Mali shakir is here. However, the koach taina is not here. There's no nemanis to bring over. There's no nemanis to bring over. The other taina is bereft of nemanis. Because it needs a shvua to be believed. However, were it to be shvua d'rabbanan, the pshat is different. The taina is be'etzem neman. Elamai, the chachamim, just imposed an obligation, a token requirement to take a shvua. That would be the difference. If the Tainus believe with the Shvud Rabbanan, then Midaraisa, it's Neman. And even the Rabbanan, they didn't take away the Nemanis from the Taina to the extent that if you don't take a Shvud, there's no Nemanis. They said, you should know, you have to take a Shvud. That's why Lamashal, the Gemara says by Rabbanan, you don't, if the person doesn't take the Shvud, you can't force a person to pay. You don't go to his Nechassim, Mem Aleph and Shavuos. You don't force the person, you can't, there's no leverage to Shvud Rabbanan. It's a requirement, it's a technicality. But the Taina has no manis. Just, you have to take a Shvur. So that would be the Mahalach here. Tosis is not discussing the nature of the Shvur now. The Shvur now, for all we know, could be the Raisa. Maybe the Dichatfi be the Raisa. To create a Migo, would make a Shvur the Raisa, the Dichatfi. Maybe Achzarta would be Shvur the Raisa. Big tumult about this, but let's even assume that way. What Tosis would mean is, but you cannot bring a Nemanis from a Taina that needs a Shvur the Raisa. To this Taina, because if it needs a Shvud Raisa, it doesn't have inherent Nemanis to it. The Shvud Raisa is the big barrier. It means you're not Neman. Elamai, you take a Shvud, you'll be believed. But the Taina doesn't have Nemanis. So the fact that I have a Malish Shakir is not enough. Because Malish Shakir is just a way to get to the Koach HaTaina. What kind of Koach HaTaina? The Taina doesn't have Nemanis. Were it to be Shvud Rabbanan, be different. Then the Taina has Nemanis. It's just that you have to take a Shvud. So Tosu says, I have a right from the Sigulator. That even if you have a migu off of a taina deraisa, a mishvu deraisa, still you could say a migu. So what would be the answers? Ay, isn't this such a compelling svara? So what do you mean? There's no koch taina. So you're going to say malishakir. Yeah, that could be. Or say better. There is a nemanas taina, but it's defined with a proviso. What's the nemanas taina? The taina has. Through Shmua, but that's how you define a Taina. The Taina is framed as a Taina that has Nemanis through a Shmua. All right, so this is a Tchilas Dover. Tosus is going to say a couple of Svaras. This is the first one of them. Number one, maybe the issue has to do with getting a Nemanis from a Taina that needs a Shmua Daraisa, maybe a problem in the Migu. According to Rabbi Yotam, we could still stay with this Teretz. According to the other Shitas, we can't say this Teretz. We see from the Sugya later that you can still say Migu. So Tosus is going to try some other ideas. That it's not a migu for another reason in the Malish Shakir itself. And so we have to work at the Cheshbin of the Tosus, and then you get to the Rivam. So you have to do a lot of close comparison, our Tosus, and Shavuos, and a lot of details that come out along the way. Okay, just for a couple of minutes because of the time. I just want to say over the Kitzer a Sicha of Avchaim Shmulevitz, which is a very important Musar Haskel for everybody. I speak to myself, obviously, and to whoever else who listens in. The Chet HaEgel is one of the most difficult parshas to understand in the Torah. The Farshim try very hard to understand how it could be that Kal Yisrael could commit such a terrible sin. But separate from that, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz raises another point. It's not just that they committed the Aveira, but that it happened so quickly. The Lashon HaPasuk is, Hashem tells Moshe about the Aveira of the Egel, Saru Maher min haderech asher tzivisim. It happened quickly. They turned away quickly. The emphasis is Maher. Usually, the way of the Yetzer Hara is that he'll tell a person to do an Aveira, a slight Aveira. Once he gets you in his clutches to do a small Aveira, you know how it works. A slippery slope from one to another to another, and then a person could suddenly totally leave Yadus and Torah Mitzvahs, but it doesn't usually happen overnight. Usually there's a process, a gradual process, that a person, little by little, drops one thing, and then another thing, and then next thing you know, they're totally off the derech. But to have a transformation overnight is not typical. So how could it be when it comes to the Chet HaEgel that it happened in such a way that here they were on such a high level with Matan Torah, and 40 days later, to whatever the Aveira was, however understood it, but clearly it was a terrible decline, and usually a terrible decline does not happen in such a quick way. So the Yesod is one thought, and that is that when there is a sense of desperation and a sense of panic, then all bets are off. When things are more or less moving along predictable situations. Okay, there's ups and there's downs. That's part of life. So then you slip a little bit, you come back, you slip. Sometimes you slip a little bit, you might slip more. But it's all within the normal realm of a gradual process, a gradual decline. However, we find over here that when Klal Yisrael got desperate, they didn't know where Moshe was. The Satan created an image of confusion, and to think that Moshe had died, they were completely broken, they were desperate, they had no sense of security. They felt that all was lost. When there was a sense of yiyush that set in, then already they were ready to do something crazy, as crazy as a cheta ego. Again, this is the basic idea there. Obviously, there are nuances in what the cheta ego was. Clearly, there was an element of real avodah zarah on the part of some of Klal Yisrael. The fact that this could have happened from such a great level that they had been before is only because of the yiyush and the sense of panic that existed. This is a yisod that he finds many, many other places. I just give one or two examples. One is with Cain and Hevel, when it says that Cain's carbon was not accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cain got very upset, depressed. And then the next thing you know, it says that he went out to the field with Hevel, and the Targum Yonasan says that Cain says, I don't believe in anything. Less din, the less dayin, there's no schar, ba'onesh, there's no olam haba. Cain understood the soul of karbanos. Cain brought a carbon before Hevel. The Ramban points out that these are great individuals. To be able to understand the concept of bringing a carbon takes a tremendous sensitivity, greatness of spirit, and it turns around a short time afterwards and he denies it all. How could it be? He understood it so clearly. The answer is because once his carbon was rejected and Cain felt dejected and felt vayichar Cain vayipu panav, that had such an incredible corruptive influence on him that literally he was able to transform himself and become a kofer in a moment because of the sense of depression that he experienced. He brings a similar thing with the Megadev as well, and then he brings a similar thing with Arpa when she could not hold out to what she knew were her true values of staying with Nami, and she left. It says that night she committed the worst averis. It's like, it's like if you couldn't hold on to what she knew was so dear to her, she felt such a sense of letting herself down and so depressed that literally she became vulnerable to do the worst avarice in the world. It's an incredible thought, an important thing to always keep in mind. Life is full of ups and downs. There's no question about the aliyos and the yeridos, and we have to constantly do with kutim mechazik ourselves. But separate from the general things that we do to mechazik ourselves, there has to be a larger safety net that we have to create for ourselves. Not to let whatever specific setbacks happen create a sense of total yiyush. If a person feels in their hearts a sense of helplessness and despair, then Yetzirah can come in and can crush a person's ruchnius and bring a person to the worst places. And there are enough things that can take us to those places. So the important thing is always to keep a proper perspective. There may be days that are that are not as good, there may be times that are not as good, there may be struggles, but important to keep the sense of optimism, to recognize that to the extent that there may be aliyos and yeridos, we have to try to work on those specific issues, but not let it get to our core to create a sense of a vacuum, a void. Because once we're in that state, then we become vulnerable to terrible, terrible possibilities. That's the Musa Haskel that Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel brings out from the Cheta Ego. We zochet to avoid those pitfalls. Shabbos.
Wait, so
what's
the order? Yes.